Bob, let's start out with an elementary question. How many are in this group?
We have 40 now.
And what's their age range?
It ranges, I think, the youngest from 14 to, I don't know how old Hugh is, 31?
But most of them are in their teens.
In their teens, that's right.
And are they singing the music that they really like to sing?
Yes, they really like it.
Why?
I think that the music we're singing, in all, is music that they can feel, and it's music that they can sing and believe what they are singing, and this seems to be important to them.
Mike, you play probably one of the loudest instruments in the whole instrumental background. I don't know whether it's because you can turn it up, but do you feel that it's a dominant instrument that is essential to a group like this?
Well, this group is capable, I think, of doing quite a few types of music. And volume adds to rock. I think if you're going to get involved in music, you've got to try every aspect of music, whether it's in the dynamics of volume, tone, and so on.
Would you call any of what is being done now in this program as rock?
Yes, I think so. I
would. Like what?
Put a Little Love in Your Heart is a good example. I think we all get involved in it with a rock beat, and it gives the whole group the feeling of the music.
You're one of the singers, in a sense, but is that your specialty? You taking music, aren't you?
Singing isn't my specialty, but it's something I enjoy along with music in general. I do study music now, and I intend upon using it after I graduate.
Would you say you were typical of the rest of the girls in the group?
Typical, I guess I'm just as involved as they are. I love it just like they do.
The type of music, in your feeling, do you have the feeling that this is the type of music that you'd really like to sing?
Yes, it is mainly. During my studies, I've become involved with many classical periods of music and different aspects of music, but I think this is one thing that I really love. I think it's probably because it's most popular today.
Well, I suppose, I guess I should throw this to all of you. There's usually a complaint about young people's music that A, it's loud, it swings too much, the words aren't too deep, young people who sing them don't necessarily believe in them. And these are all things that have been sort of shot at me from time to time. Are they really legitimate complaints about young people's, quote, music in the church?
I think that the problem comes from the fact that youth tends to say the opposite, same kind of things about the older generation's music.
Like what?
It doesn't move enough, and they can't feel it, and the words aren't things that they can feel happy in singing.
Mike, I'm not too sure that that was a real answer to that question. There's nothing like avoiding it by attacking the other side, and I suppose I have to represent the older generation here, gray hairs and all, and balding plate. But do you feel that the church music that you probably knew when you were younger, does it still appeal to you? For instance, Adele earlier sang, and the group sings, One Traditional.
I think youth today is seeking to break out from the barrage of loud music, not giving it up altogether, but for instance, in groups such as Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, or James Taylor, trying to be more expressive in a softer tone. And also, I believe the youth is trying to look for some essence in the music of the older generation. Well, if you want to call it the older generation. For instance, blues of the 50s and going back as far as the 40s are starting to come back in.
Now you really make me feel old, but it's all right. You are, in a sense, looking at some of the classics, and church music has been handled by the classic authors or whatever you want to call them. Do you feel that the music of the greats are no longer really appreciated by the younger generation?
I don't know whether they're really appreciated or not. I think if perhaps people sat down and listened to it, they would perhaps find a different meaning in it, perhaps something they couldn't identify with. But myself, I enjoy listening to it. It's more like a change. It's an absolute change from what you hear nowadays. And, well, for instance, Beethoven's Ninth, they have put a jazzed-up version of that on the radio now, the Ode to Joy. And a lot of people really, really like it.
Okay, we have a new style of expressing religious thought in Jesus Christ Superstar. Perhaps you can, since we're not using that direct type of music in this particular program, but what's your reaction to it as a place in the church? Is that where it belongs?
Without getting into the theology behind it, I think that kind of thing has a very definite place in the church.
Well, I think we've probably shown you that there's a lot of thinking going into the music of young people today. They're not changing their style very much. They're thinking of what older people are doing, yes, and appreciate both sides. At least the young people represented by these at least are thinking this way. And so, music of youth is the music to express the faith of today. Thank you.